Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Sir Elton bringing us back.
Yvonne bears his war wound like a crown.
That's his first hit. When he hit America, hit the American charts from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 17, I should say, till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with a new friend, Dr. Scott Powell. He's a senior fellow with the Discovery Institute, also a managing partner at Remington Rand, LLC, formerly with the Hoover Institution. His book, his landmark book, Covert Cadre, was critically acclaimed, and he's here to talk to us about the future of small business. Scott, thanks again for being here. I'm worried about small businesses, Scott, and I'll tell you why. I mentioned earlier that one of our greatest funding mechanisms, our funding partners, community banks, which make almost 70% of all small business loans. They've been under the gun by the government. That's not helping small business. We had all the regulations that of the Obama administration. We had a lost decade in the economy, which really gutted our numbers. It's not as easy. It's tougher to start a business these days than it used to be in some ways. But also, we've got a new layer of competition with the big guys, Google and Facebook and especially Amazon, where these guys are, it's another kind of a big competitor that we've never really had before, in my opinion. What do you think?
I fully agree with you. These three that you've named, Amazon, Google, Facebook, are really in a monopoly position now. And when there is monopoly in an economy, there is inevitably abuse. So get ready. If it, you know, we're going to see probably more abuse, not less, until perhaps these companies are, I hate to say they need to be regulated because I'm generally opposed to regulation.
Right.
You know, the beauty of a free market system is that competition is a natural regulatory force,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of the miracle of the free market system, how it works to promote, you know, good business practices, good employment practices, good pricing, good quality. All of those things happen naturally as a result of competition. When you don't have competition, that's when you have abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You have prices too high, you have declining quality, and so forth and so on.
Well,
so I'm very concerned as well.
What I'm worried about is there's such a quantum difference in the leverage that the big guys are able to acquire and what small business owners are able to acquire. It's a quantum leap in leverage. Whereas in the old days, meaning 50 years ago, 100 years ago, Ford only had one layer of leverage greater than, maybe even two layers greater than the Dodge brothers. But when they went to market, the customers didn't expect any different from Ford or Dodge. They had to go down to the shop, they had to buy the car, and it was a similar experience. Today, if you do business on Main Street, it's a different experience than when you do business on Amazon, and customers have new expectations. And I'm worried that over time, every day that we go by, small businesses are going to have a harder time keeping up with the sexy wow factor of the capability of companies like Amazon. What do you think?
I fully agree. And, I mean, I have a secondary business, Pagoda Products, that I founded many years ago. It's largely been downsized because my partners didn't stay with it, and it was just too much for me to run successfully on a big scale. But I still run it on a small scale and sell products through Amazon. And when I need to make a change on something there, it is just so difficult. I mean, there are many reasons to criticize Amazon.
Well, one of the things that I think is concerning about Amazon. The reason I think Amazon may be the most dangerous is they're a merchant. They're nothing less than a merchant, and yet they've convinced Wall Street that they're a tech company, and it's allowed them to amass a war chest as a tech company, to become a monopolist almost as a merchant. And my evidence is, if it weren't so, why did Whole Foods buy Amazon?
Right.
Instead of Amazon buying Whole Foods. Wall Street would never in a million years let Whole Foods get away with what they let Amazon get away with.
Yeah, probably not. But, of course, Whole Foods was the smaller of the two. I don't think they had the wherewithal to buy
Amazon. But it wouldn't matter. Amazon used to be small.
It did, yeah. I lived in Seattle when Amazon, when Jeff Bezos came into town. I remember.
So, I'm concerned about this, and the digital power that these guys have, and the ability to manage information, and to manipulate and everything, it's a little bit scary for small businesses right now to keep up with all that. What do you think?
Well, it is, and Amazon is putting small businesses out of business, let's face it. You know, we can see the impact on the retail industry from Amazon, and it is huge. Now, if a franchise like a Sears Roebuck or a JCPenney's is mismanaged, they may have their own problems. But Amazon really is driving this online sales, and there are secondary effects, which I think are very...
we got to take a quick break here, Scott. Hold on to that thought. Dr. Scott Powell, ladies and gentlemen, with Discovery Institute, discovery.org. And I will be right back. More to come after these messages. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.